Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, occasional rain, a low of 36. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says a 14 and 17-year-old were arrested on several felony charges after they allegedly communicated threats toward Union Grove High School on social media, threats classified as lacking credibility. Both were quickly identified and detained. An extensive investigation is now underway. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling in a news release says, quote, "We will continue to take these types of threats seriously and make arrests, and the judicial system needs to send a message that there are serious consequences associated with these types of actions." The former Sunshine Supermarket building at the northeast corner of 16th Street and Taylor Avenue is being recommended for rezoning by the Racine City Plan Commission, which would limit the type of business that could go into the location and without the chance for a beer or liquor license. Sonia Tejas noted the lack of parking impacts the neighbors while expressing concern just with the words conditional use.
Is there any plans that would include any type of parking structure for any businesses that would be interested in that? Would that be something that the businesses would know that they have to maybe have some additional parking space because there isn't any parking space?
The current B2 zoning would change to R3 limited general residence under an ordinance that will eventually go to a public hearing before the Common Council and then a final vote. It would be classified as a courtesy inspection program for local businesses looking to get started in the city of Racine. But if approved, as recommended by the Public Works Committee, there would be a $100 fee to go with it. Chief Building Inspector Ken Plasky said staff members would go over different aspects in the approval process.
A lot of times we get people signing leases or buying buildings, and they weren't aware of the building codes that are in place. And it really takes them by surprise, and a lot of times they can't finish the project they started, or they have to really scale back with what they were anticipating.
Alderman Henry Perez wondered how it could be called a courtesy if a fee was required, and while loving the program, he voted against it because of the fee, lowered to $100 by the committee and recommended to the Common Council. For the second month, unemployment rates in all area municipalities increased from January to February, but are lower or unchanged from the rates of a year ago. The jobless rate in Racine was 6.3% in February, 6/10 higher than in January, but 7/10 lower than a year ago. The rates increased by 3/10 from January in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Kenosha, and by 4/10 in Oak Creek. Racine County's jobless rate increased 4/10 from January to February to 5.4%. That's 3/10 lower than a year ago. Kenosha County's rate increased 4/10 to 5.1% in February, down 4/10 from a year ago. The State Department of Workforce Development says rates often increase in the colder winter months because of the seasonality of the state's economy. The Board of Directors for Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, which is less than 4 years old, has decided on UW Parkside Business Management Senior Nicole Thompson to be the group's third executive director, replacing Christopher Nauman, who resigned last November. Thompson is a graduate of Tremper High School and was picked out of more than four dozen candidates. The Kenosha News says she'll start the job May 1st while undergoing the Main Street Training Program from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The first director of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated was Violet Ricker, who resigned in 2014. Nauman was hired several months later and then resigned last fall. Ground has been broken in Oshkosh on the future site of the Milwaukee Bucks Developmental League team, where a furniture factory once stood. Under a $7.3 million deal approved in late February, the team will front the costs of roadwork near the arena, and the city will use a tax incentive to pay it back with interest. A Common Council authorized the Public Works Department to tear out foundations when a bid to do the work came in twice as high as expected. The Oshkosh Arena is expected to be completed by this November, which would be in time for the 2017-18 NBA D-League season schedule. Racine had been given consideration, but is nowhere close to an event facility. And now the mayor will be leaving in July. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.